All right. We are happy to be joined now by Ryan Sheehan, who is the Triton High School hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Rick?
Well, I'm knocking on wood as I say it, because we had several guys call in sick tonight. Tim Kearns is out sick. Coach Dale Dunbar of Winthrop is out sick. So hanging on. Yeah. How have you guys done in terms of all the stuff that's gone around?
We're almost like the little engine that could. We haven't got hit by sickness too bad, so.
Excellent.
I'm knocking on wood as well.
Yeah, I know, and I hate to bring it up because a couple of years ago I mentioned something to a football coach, and he said, no, we haven't had any injuries. Of course, the next game.
So far, so good.
There you go.
As far as health goes.
Okay, let's look at the record here, Coach, because you guys are off to a pretty darn good start. You're making some headway, certainly making some noise on the North Shore, and you're scoring goals at a pretty good clip as well. But I think I want to start at the most recent and kind of go backwards. How big was this 3-1 win over Amesbury the other night?
Very big. I mean, they're one of the better teams in the Cape Ann League, and you know, it was coming off of a game that we won 9-0 and against a team that I think, you know, they got some younger guys, and so, but against Amesbury, it was a battle. They got big guys, they got some seniors, they got some skill, and some solid defensemen. So, 3-1 was great. I thought we played good, and it was an up and down game with, you know, highly contested with some hitting, and, you know, getting a good 3-1 win against a good team is always good.
I haven't been able to look up the details of that game. Can you give me a quick recap on it, and who was your firepower on offense?
Yeah, we were started off by Luke Sullivan. He had a good individual effort coming over, and then he actually got knocked down trying to go outside in on a guy and found the puck still on a stick, got it back to his feet, and snapped one in for our first goal. It was 1-0 for, I think, into the second period, and Gavin Colby scored a on an N10 rush. He stepped over the blue line, ripped one, beat their goalie, played fantastic. He's a huge goalie.
Mm-hmm.
So he played fantastic, and Gavin ripped one over his left shoulder to make it 2-1. Then it was to make it 2-0. They scored one in the third, to make it a one goal game. And then Jack Rindholm scored the third one with about 2 minutes to go on the clock. So that was the nail in the coffin for that game.
Yeah, I'm looking at the name Fiddler on your roster, and I go way, way back when there was a Fiddler who played. He played in Boston somewhere. There are a couple of famous Fiddlers.
They're relatives.
Are they? Okay, Mike Fiddler, and I forget his.
Yeah, Mark Fiddler.
Yep,
and,
yep.
And this is Colin and Quinn, and I believe their father is cousins with Mark, who actually just got inducted into the BU Hall of Fame.
There you go. And that's funny, because that was so many years ago when I started at Hockey Night in Boston in the 70s. And Mike Fiddler was just tearing him up at the Garden, man. That was something.
It's a huge name, right?
You better believe it. Wow. And I want to ask you about your defense, Coach. You know, Braden McDonald, and you mentioned Lindholm. These guys are your anchors. Are they guys who bring it up ice as well?
Yeah. Both of them can lug it. I think Jack likes to skate a little more. Braden likes to, you know, he's a pass first. He's a very smart defenseman. He's big. He's solid. He's been really good for us this year. Jack can pull away. Jack can get up in the rush and, you know, enter the zone and create a little offense on his own. And then we have a freshman, Michael Taylor, who has been shown to be able to jump up in the rush and score some goals as well. So getting a little offense in the back end is always good.
Oh, man. All right. Big threat from you guys are off to a great start. I want to ask you, too, and I want to be very delicate when I ask this question. You know, you mentioned scoring high against some of the teams, and there are a couple of teams, particularly in the Northeastern Conference, who are, for want of a better word, they've got some real new players on the ice, and I mean that in the most real sense of the word. And so, how does it affect your coaching when you know you're going to be able to play everybody, and then you still have to come up and face Amesbury like in the next game? So is there a particular mindset?
It's funny you say that, because I had the same conversation with one of my assistant coaches, who says, you know, these games that you expect to win and you expect to win by a couple of goals are kind of a lose-lose, because you can win 6-2 and say, you know, you didn't play that great. You can win 9-0 and still say you didn't play that great. But it is always good to play, you know, all four lines and all six pairs. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what.
But it is difficult.
Yeah.
You want to just create good habits, you know, in those games. And when you play teams like Amesbury, Newburyport, Linfield, you know, you're ready to go.
Well, on the other hand, you do get those younger kids, some kids who don't get the ice time, maybe even some seniors who work hard at practice, but, you know, don't get to play that much. They do get the ice time. All right. Well, you mentioned a couple of other teams too. And I do want to ask you about Linfield in particular, because, they're on top. They're not blowing anybody away, but they're a tough team to beat.
They haven't let up a lot of goals this year, and not letting up a lot of goals and playing solid in your end is going to make you a tough team to beat. And they're also good on special teams. So, as the old adage says, right, clean it up in your own end and win special teams, you can be a pretty solid team. So, they're playing very well.
I'm asking all the coaches because I'm still learning this game, Coach. I went to high school in Texas many, many years ago, so I'm still trying to figure it out. In terms of scoring goals, you don't have a lot of snipers, I guess, at the high school level. But you do have guys who have some ability. Are you most of your goals, or do you want to get goals? I guess they call them dirty goals, like, you know, when Esposito used to stand in the slot there.
Is it mostly you preach? That's what you preach. That's what you have. That's the place you have to get to. You know, I'm not a goal scorer. I played goalie my whole entire life, so I'm no expert in that at all. But you know, as a coach, you preach to get to that area. If a kid happens to be a gifted goal scorer, they find ways to score from other areas and find ways to get to that area a little more efficiently. So it's not rocket science, but it is definitely a talent and a certain skill that I think some people are born with.
You know, you talked about the schedule as well. You've got Newburyport coming up on Wednesday.
Wednesday night, yep.
And that's at the Graf, and that's a pretty scary place to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always. I mean, that's they're our rival. I mean, we share the rink with each other, and it's always blowing out. It's always loud. It's always a physical game. And, you know, I expect nothing else. You know, they've played against kind of the cream of the crop in the state this year. So, you know, they'll be ready for the speed. They'll be ready for the physicality. So it will be a good game.
Yeah. And then North Reading after that. So it's a tough schedule. Now, what about the rest? I'm looking at Bill Ricca. How'd you line that one up?
Actually, you know what? I got in touch with Coach Egan, about the year before COVID, and we had played one, and you know, they were good Merrimack Valley team who, you know, churns out good players and physical team, so it was just kind of one for us to get ready for, and they'll have a good team this year, and so it's good to play against those Merrimack Valley teams.
All right, I think the final thing I want to ask you about is your first two lines anyway. What's the makeup of them, and what are their strengths?
Our first line is three sophomores, Connor Rumpf, Luke Sullivan, and Josh Hersey. Luke possesses the puck well. He's got a quick release. Rumpfer is a, you know, smart hockey player, plays underneath, defensively minded, and Hersey can go dig him out. So that's a good makeup for that line. The second line is senior Layden, who is, you know, pretty physical, you know, hopefully stronger than most of the lines that they'll play against, and a couple of guys that can finish. So, you know, we're balanced, which is hopefully good down the stretch.
Pretty scary that you got sophomores up front scoring the way they are. That's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and anything else you want to mention, Coach? Because I love talking with you guys. The Cal is just, it's so well balanced and so competitive.
No, that's it, Rick. We're looking forward to it, you know. I mean, we're coming down to crunch time. Everyone's finishing up playing their league games around and gonna get each other for a second time, and we'll really get a feel for each other. So should be a good finish of the year.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much. I want to check in with you again, but good luck the rest of the way.